Well, young people's absence from politics is one thing. Young people's absence from the economic life of the country is, by wide consensus, a catastrophe. It is, however, a catastrophe, despite the consensus, that we've really battled to get our heads around. A new and interesting piece published in Daily Maverick looks at two things that Treasury could do right at the top of the South African governmental structure. And to talk about what these two things are and what difference they might make, we welcome one of the co-authors, Crystal Duncan-Williams, who's project lead at Youth Capital. Ms. Duncan-Williams, welcome and thanks very much for your time. Two main things that you are looking at. There is much said by way of background and context before you raise these two things that government should do. One is powering social employment programs. What are these programs that have worked? Because there has been a concern that they are meant to be a pathway into employment, but they often aren't.
Yeah, that's exactly it. So, you know, Youth Capital in the past has put out work. We were one of the first groups to run a survey with phase one of the Basic Education Employment Initiative. And our concern there was that it's a short-term opportunity. At the time, it was only 3 months, extended to 4 months. You know, what can you learn in that time? And the government has taken that on board. And this last phase has basically been for the entirety of the school year, you know, Feb to November. And so what we're seeing there is, you know, the biggest social employment program to date that was rolled out quite quickly with its challenges, but that the team and responsible has been receptive to the criticisms and has tried to, you know, address those. And there is only funding for this program until 2024, and we think this would be a real missed opportunity because we have seen, unlike expanded public works programs and other, community works programs that have had their issues without any real kind of recognition by the government of what those issues are and how to address them. What we've seen with the Basic Education Employment Initiative is, you know, some appetite from government to look at what is not working well and address that challenge. We need to keep building on that momentum. You know, for example, something like social networks and just how a work experience is more than just learning a skill. It's tapping into a network of people who can then connect you to other resources, whether that be a job opportunity, a study opportunity, information. There's a recognition by the presidency team working on that's important. And for us at Youth Capital, we think that's a big kind of penny that's dropped right now. And so while these lessons are being learned and the program is not perfect, we've seen improvements. And to cut it now, we think would be a real missed opportunity, almost like throwing out all that investment of money down the drain instead of building on what we now know and tailing it better. There's definitely room for improvement. As you say, the pipeline, when these young people finish this kind of placement in the school, where to next? But I think we need to continue having that conversation and not end the program. So that's something that we really advocate for.
Yes.
And having young people who have money in their pockets stimulate local economies. And in that way, you start to see growth in the economy at a very, you know, local level. And you can't expect people to spend money that they don't have. And so these kinds of stimulants in the pockets of young people can really make a difference.
And then you focus your attention on small business. There are incentives there already, but do you think they need to be tweaked, fixed, dispensed with and start again? What's your thought?
So the employment tax incentive has been around for, you know, a number of years, and it's been renewed until 2029. But every single piece of research on it doesn't really show us that it's made one difference or like made any difference really, because large corporates are the ones that have been accessing it. And the argument is those corporates would have hired those young people anyway. And we want to understand why that is. And we see part of the problem is that small businesses don't even know about the incentive, number one. Those that do and have tried have found the red tape, you know, laborious and just not manageable for a small business that doesn't have an HR person or a finance team to do the paperwork. And thirdly, out of our study, I think a lot of small businesses just aren't tax compliant and they're a bit nervous about being tax compliant to qualify for these incentives. And so I think some kind of leniency, maybe, you know, an office or person that's set up to help small business become compliant in order to qualify and to kind of help small businesses through this. I think, you know, there needs to be some tweaking of this tax incentive. You know, it's around about 2029. We may as well make it work because currently I'm not sure we're getting our return on investment there. And the one way to do it is to help small businesses navigate that red tape.
Right.
In a small business, a young person can learn a lot. You know, we're saying young people should be self-employed and start small businesses themselves. What better way to learn that than to be in a small business as a starting place?
Thank you so much, Crystal Duncan Williams, co-author with Clotilde Angelucci and Dumat Kubule, of an article suggesting not so much brand new solutions, but just doing what we set out to do, but doing it properly. And I was going to say do it better, but from everything she was saying there, just do it properly. Do the things that you say you are going to do in the policy, in the legal framework, in the budgetary allocations, and then do it properly. Make sure that people, for example, are able to get through the tax compliance networks. This shouldn't be as hard as it is. It's an interesting article. This is the solutions are simple in their concept, as I read them at least, but complex in the hard, grinding, detailed, accurate, and dedicated work that is required to make all these stuff happen, these things happen. If you've tried to make your way through the Small Business Incentive Network, give us a call and tell us what it was like. 011-883-0702.